Prologue. Elora cradled her firstborn child against her chest, a daughter, with rosy cheeks and a dark shock of hair. She was perfect. The midwife tucked a feathered quilt around them both before shuffling to the door and opening the door for Caius. Her husband peeked into the room and swallowed hard, then roamed in to stand next to the bed. He lifted the white muslin draped over the babe's cheek.
She's healthy?
Elora nodded. Even through the cramps in her abdomen, she couldn't help but smile. Your daughter needs a name. The blessing companions will be here soon.
I thought you had a name in mind.
Caius brushed his thumb across the child's velvety head. I thought you disapproved. Caius frowned, still inspecting every inch of the child.
I didn't say that.
Elora smirked. His opinions had certainly softened after hearing her groan in labor for the past 20 hours. Rael. That's the name. Caius nodded.
Rael.
The corners of his mouth lifted.
I accept.
He took a seat in the chair next to the bed as the midwife bustled around, piling dirty rags and sheets into pails and directing servants to wipe down the room to prepare it for their special guests. The occasional footstep and soft bump against the door told them someone was already waiting in the hall. Normally, Elora would have been horrified at complete strangers entering her home under these circumstances, but she'd been a blessing giver for 4 years now. She knew the importance of binding the magic as soon as possible after birth, and she'd personally been in dingier rooms than this. A maid knocked on the door. The midwife leaned into the hall, then tucked her silver hair back into her cap and turned to the two of them. They're here. Are you ready? Caius drew a deep breath and Elora nodded. She took in Rael's pouted pink lips and the gentle slope of her dainty nose. She dreaded removing the sleeping babe from her chest, but hoped she was exhausted enough to stay quiet and still. The midwife opened the door and ushered Shamir into the room. Her violet eyes shone as she strode forward with an excited smile. Elora beamed at her childhood friend, and gratitude swelled in her chest. Shamir had been wise to listen to her, to put her questions aside and accept her assignment in the south of Aerith. Yet, even though they saw each other almost weekly now, this morning felt brand new. As if another layer had been peeled from the lives they'd been living and revealed fresh pink skin underneath. Moments from their life in the northern mountains pulsed through Elora's consciousness. Two girls, born and raised in one of the most unforgiving environments in the realm, and yet they'd made it out, together. And now look at them. Elora had married a blessing giver, and Shamir would be the one to bless their firstborn child under the order. Elora's expression